Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Welcome back from the States.
Yeah, been jet setting. So it's good to be back.
How was it?
Yeah, it was really good. So 8 days in New York. Well, four days in New York, then 4 days in DC, and then back to New York and then back home. So yeah, really good. New York's an amazing place.
And I thought you were planning to go a little bit south as well.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to go to Florida and then across to Arizona, but yes. Just super busy with Brandable and the other projects. So I've basically cut it short after New York.
Or the meetings were too great to be passed.
It would have been really good to go to Florida because there's quite a lot of domainers down there.
Yes.
Same as Arizona. But yeah, no, just I was busy with Brandable and the other project, so decided to cut it a bit short and come back to the UK. Home sweet home.
Home sweet home. Oh, God. It was... When did you arrive? I returned from Latvia yesterday.
I came back on the 3rd.
On the 3rd. So today is 10th. Okay, 1 week ago.
And then I was in London for a week. Had quite a lot of meetings in London, so did those. And then now I'm outside London for the next week. Before I do, it's Angus's birthday, younger brother. So he for his birthday go to Castelo de Trek in Spain.
Castelo Trek. That for the bicycle lovers.
It's like a pilgrimage, I think, apparently. Camino de Castelo.
Okay.
So going there on the 19th for 8 days, it's like a 750-kilometer trek. I think we're doing 150 kilometers.
Are you going as well?
Yeah, so I'm going...
On
19th of October for 8 days.
Are you serious?
My dad going. Yeah.
That's strange. I plan on 19th, I plan to get in my Volvo, to get on the ferry, and to go to Hamburg.
Oh, for ICANN, yeah. I was hoping to go to ICANN.
I have, and therefore, now you're surprising me. What everybody's saying, the number one, the very, very number one, the main name industry meetup will be, well, those days, a week in Hamburg, Germany.
Yeah. I would have liked to have gone to ICANN, but... I've been persuaded to go to Campo de Castello or Camino.
Oh, Camino something, yes.
Family comes first. No, I was hoping to go to Camino.
Sounds like a movie title from Clint Eastwood or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. No horses and no guns, but apart from that, very similar. But no, it should be good. I was hoping to go to ICANN. And then obviously, then you've got the domain Dubai.
Yes, the main day is Dubai. Yes. Are you still thinking of going to the main day is Dubai?
50-50. I haven't booked any tickets yet.
Okay.
So I need to sort it out. It depends how demanding Spain is, I guess. But I was hoping to go to Dubai because Tyson Fury is fighting Francis Ngannou on the 28th. So I was hoping to go there a couple of days early, get a table, watch the boxing.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you told me.
But I won't be flying back to the 28th, 29th. So that's off the table. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens. I've joined the ICA as a bronze member, or Brandable has joined the ICA. Fellow member. Yeah, because you joined about a month ago, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I went to the event in at NamesCon.
Okay.
And, I've been meaning to sort it out. And then when I was in Washington, I met up with Nat Cohen. So I guess he's kind of one of the founders, I guess you'd say.
Not a cheap enterprise. Not a cheap enterprise. Yes.
No. I think they need some help. Well, I think they need some work on branding, marketing, voice, all that kind of stuff. So I might give up some time because it's a voluntary organization largely. So I might give up some time on that side.
To do some marketing, yes.
Yeah, to do some marketing, just help with soften some of the stuff they talk about. Obviously, the website needs a rebrand. It's not the greatest website in the world.
Yes, not the most responsive as well, yes.
Yeah, and a few features they could do with to help people. So, we'll see what happens in the forthcoming months with that. But yeah,
the mission is great. The mission is great. Absolutely.
They need more regional people. So they need someone in the UK, for example, because UK law is different from American law. And then they need people across in different countries to push forward that thing. It would give you quite a big voice because you've got access to like the likes of GoDaddy, senior people at GoDaddy, and everyone who's a member is pretty high up, has been doing it for a long time. So from a networking point of view and accessibility.
Absolutely. You know, I have to say that was like 100% the reason why I joined. Well, 95%. One would just to add credibility to London, the main summit, especially in the eyes of those members. And we have to admit that almost nobody knows what is ICA. Almost nobody does.
Yeah. Which comes down to the voice and everything that they, you know, remember there's two part-time employees or something.
Yes. So Camilla
and Zach Muscovich, who's pretty.
Who's the lawyer, yes.
Lawyer, but they need a bit more help on that branding side, I think, just so that people are aware of what they do, how important they are, and they probably need to become a bit more global rather than just America.
I really hope to see them, at least Zach, in London. Jim Davis has already agreed that he will be part of the UDR discussion panel at the next summit.
Okay.
And then he also offered me help to reach established lawyers from our space.
Oh, great, yeah.
And that it would be amazing to have a great panel. And then the ICA can come, of course, and promote themselves. I've given ICA at DN Forum, and our traffic is going up. That's great. And I've given them their own category for events. Okay. I don't know if you have noticed, I have created a category at the Inforum where any event organizer can have their own category and list all the updates and engage into the conversations. Sadly, not everybody does it. I did expect that. I gave one to Munir, to Domain Days Dubai, and to ICA as well. But the number of updates is so tiny.
Yeah.
That actually yesterday we published new terms of service if you wish to have a category.
Okay.
There is a minimum required content you should post there.
I guess for the ICA, this is where marketing comes in.
Yes.
I mean, even say though, I think they're looking to put someone on Acorn Domains because it's quite a bit of relevancy for them.
Yes.
These forums are really good. So,
yes.
And the ICA have got so much to talk about that doesn't necessarily get airspace all the time. So it'd be good for them to jump in and put stuff on there. So yeah, it's a good thing.
So now I can jump in. Bolting the main days. Absolutely. Ryan, remember I was inviting you.
Yeah.
It exceeded all my expectations. Do you know, sometimes you go to an event and you expect to have something, well, let us be honest, something mediocre, size-wise.
Yeah.
But the quality of event was amazing. Amazing. It was in a top in a top hotel in the center of Riga.
Oh, the event you've just done, yeah.
Yes. The whole event was called Cyber Chess. And only on the second day, I'm a tall guy, so the jokes reached me very slowly. Only in the morning of the second day, it reached me. Now I understand why there are no chess boards. Chess means strategy.
Right, okay.
And once we go there, digital stress, digital chess or cyber chess, they call it cyber chess. It means cybersecurity. And mostly there were represented Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. The reason of it was 30-year celebration to .lv.
Okay.
The food was great. The panels were absolutely awesome. there were two types of two types of discussions or the sessions. One was for the government, meant for the government, and yeah. another one was for the domain names.
Okay, were there many domainers there?
They had around 650 people.
Okay, how many domainers of those?
I would say half of them there from at least half of them, maybe more. Two thirds would represent the main name industry, mostly DNS. Yes, not only domains as such, but yes, and from abroad, Germans.
Okay.
So impressive. Now, actually, Ryan, I start understanding why Germans rule our space.
Yeah.
They actually raise up their bums and they go and they attend these events.
Yeah. I mean, I did Nordic Domain Days in May. Yeah. I think it was May. But that was an amazing event. Again, similar, really good food, hotel, really good event. The Swedish registry were there.
Yes.
And a few others, but really well funded. So it's a great event for everyone to go to. There was probably only a handful of domainers, maybe 5 or 10 domainers there.
Oh, no. Both domain names, totally different.
Okay.
Even occasional, there was an occasional domain name registrar, German guy came in, young guy, who works only with the German market.
Okay.
And he came over to Riga. Then there was this registrar I hadn't heard of, INWX, I think was the name, Stefan. Oh my God, they approved registrars of all the extensions.
Okay, yeah.
Doing great. And CentralNIC was there as well. So CentralNIC came in the very last moment. Well, I can say, good job, Helmut. I introduced CentralNIC to Nick Alvey.
Okay.
Latvian Zone Registry. And so they took him, they put him, they put Rishi. So Rishi went over. You've met Rishi, yes?
Yeah.
I call him commercial director of a team in the CentralNIC. And oh God, the way the guy networks is fantastic. And the event gave him one keynote on the second day,
yeah.
And participation in one or two sessions as well about domain names. He represented Team Internet so well, and it was very, very apparent that almost nobody knew who are Team Internet.
Okay, yeah.
And it just keeps reminding, if almost nobody from the industry knows who are Team Internet, I'm not talking about owners or CTOs, somebody lower or lawyers.
Yeah, they must have heard of
some, that is the thing, some have heard, many haven't. We just live in our bubbles, you know, and yeah. If the main industry professionals haven't heard of CentralNIC or Team Internet, how can we expect them to know of us?
Yeah. Well, all of these events are really well supported. And
yes.
The German market's really strong for domain names as well. That's probably second. Well, you've got com.net.org and .de's up there somewhere.
Well, in Europe, .de is number one. The most registered.
Yeah.
CCTLD. I think they are the most registered CCTLD in the world. I could be wrong. I do think
probably. The thing is that a lot of these European countries are super passionate about their country, yeah. Their identity. When I went to, where did I go? Bulgaria.
Okay.
Literally, apart from, so you don't see many .coms, it's all .bg. There's no Uber, there's no McDonald's or few and far between. So yes. There's passion. And when you're out having a drink with someone, they'll tell you about the history of Bulgaria. Everyone's really well versed on that thing. They're super passionate. So they've got quite a strong community and they support stuff. So it's it'd be good to see that come over to the UK.
Oh, and the dates of the next year are up as well already.
So, same as this year, was it? 21st?
No, 20th and 21st, I think.
Okay. No, that'd be good. It was
Tuesday, Wednesday, officially, those are the dates. Then on Monday, there might be, I'm actually planning to change it from 3-day event, from 2-day event to 4-day event.
Yeah.
Those who want to come in just for the sessions, then the 2 days. But Monday, I'm planning to do an offsite tour to CentralX offices or to IT.com's offices. You know, today everybody works from home. Everybody works from home. Everything is remote, remote, remote. And it would be amazing to see how bigger companies actually operate. Team Internet, yeah. They've got what, around 950 employees? I think so. Yeah. Or employees, including the subcontractors, something like that. 950, I think. And then in their London office, I understand they have 100 people. And many of them, they work only 4 days a week in the office or something. It would be great. Would you like to go and visit CentralX offices?
Oh, that would be a great experience. Absolutely. Like, they're a huge company. And yeah, their offices would be great insight. I'm just looking to put an office back together for the digital side of things.
Okay.
So it's either going to be Chichester, which is where I'm at the moment. So it's an hour outside of London. Cause a couple of developers are there. Or I'm going to go to New York and set up an office in New York. So I'm going to decide in the next month. So I may end up in New York. I'm not sure.
Okay. Lorraine Helmets, 5:20 here in Las Vegas.
Good morning. Right. The late night gambling then, Mark.
Or early morning. Early bird.
Early morning business.
So, Mark, one of the things Las Vegas, what Las Vegas needs to do, they need to explain the pricing of Vegas. As I have to say, Ryan did tell me some stories. I'm trying to use the correct words, avoiding French words. And he has put fear in myself about the possible expenses.
Yeah, I went in February for eight days.
Yes. And you said, what is the price of a steak? 300?
No, it's not that much. maybe 70 to 100 for a steak.
Okay.
Dollars. Trying to think, like, because I went for work. There was a big conference there. But I think it was super expensive. Like, a bottle of water was like $11. A Pepsi for like $9.50. It's an expensive place for sure.
Oh,
in Vegas, you've got the main strip, so where all the hotels are and stuff. Amazing experience, like out of this world. So crazy hotels, and then you've got Old Vegas, where a lot of local people go.
I remember years ago, I was planning to go to Vegas. After I bought the LV, the main portfolio, the 31. LV, well, you have Vegas, of course, but then LV can be expanded into Vegas.
Oh,
not really that one, but still.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I would go to Vegas, maybe for 30 days, maybe for 2 months, find somewhere cheap and go there and where do you network? Probably by the poker tables.
Yeah. I met a lot of
them. But go somewhere, but don't go to crazy places. Go somewhere normal.
Yeah, I met a few people there on poker tables. I'm not really a massive poker player. But yeah, I met a few people. They're all tech founders, aren't they? Everyone's trying to raise money and stuff like that.
Yes. So do you know anything about ICA? Is the food included? What is offered? There is nothing. Have you... With all the respect of organization we are part of.
I don't know. There was something came out last week about there's a Vegas thing in December, I think, isn't there? There's an event in, maybe it wasn't the ICA. I think, I'm not sure. Is it like $550 and it's all included? I'm not sure.
Not all included. No, that was only the admittance that they would let you in. And still you need to be a member. And if you are a bronze member or something, then the entry is free, I understand.
Okay, I'm not sure. In which case, then they'll probably have an event of some kind, like at NamesCon. They had an event, so it's drinks and food money.
It is a member meetup, so you don't know what it is. I'm not sure. Maybe I need to get Camilla on a live stream.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, that'd be really good.
Yeah,
explain stuff. That'd be great.
How was the New York from networking wise? Was it good? What can you share some plans? What was your plan? What did you want to achieve? something.
So there were three or four reasons why I went. One of them, someone I'm working quite closely with on the buying and selling of the main name. So we met up and spent some time together, went to his office. He's got a few, he runs quite a big fashion business.
Okay.
So he's outsourced all his technical side. He's having a few issues. So I was offering some advice there. So that's cool. Then I met up with Domain Capital.
Okay.
So they lend money against domain names. So I went and had a few drinks and a meal with them one night. So that was cool. And then
was that the first meeting in person you've done before? Or have you met with them before?
I met with Vince, who's one of the partners in NamesCon.
Okay.
I've been dealing with them for like 2 years. We do a bit of work together and stuff like that. So I met with Greg, who's one of the other partners, when I was there. It's just good to put a face to a name when you're dealing, when you're doing business with people. So that was really good, really nice guy. I was a bit surprised. I thought they'd be a lot older for some reason. I don't know why. I thought they'd be like 65, but
yes,
they're like 50 in good shape. I was quite surprised. I don't know why I had that thought, but that was really cool. And then I went to Washington, met up with Nat Cohen.
Okay.
From the ICA, and also Stephen Liebman, who owns digitalcandy.com.
Yes.
So one of the driving reasons for going there was trying to see.
And now for the first time in the history of Host Maria live streams, we hear this.
Yeah. So we're going to close down Digital Candy as a brand.
Bang.
In the next couple of weeks. And we're going to temporarily run with domainmanage.com. So we'll keep the look and feel of Digital Candy because we've spent a bit of time on design.
So sad that the brand was so beautiful and the colors and everything. I understand that you did a branding yourself, yes?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely loved it.
It's a really good design. I really like the idea of it. But at the end of the day, he's got quite a big company himself. I think he's got like 20,000 domains. They're doing some funky stuff. A lot of his clients are familiar with the Digital Candy brand. So there wasn't really anything we could do to come to an agreement. So the best thing to do is basically, and this is why it's good with the ICA and stuff, you know, because I've been trying to buy it for like maybe 18 months or 2 years.
Okay.
And then loads of people were trying to help and it kind of got to a point where it wasn't helpful. So by going there, meeting face to face.
So what does it mean it wasn't helpful?
So people are like, well, we can buy it for you. I can approach him and all this. And all that happens is you get multiple people that go and annoy him and it ends up in a worse position than them not having got involved.
Yes.
Whereas when you go face to face with someone, you can talk through all the issues and it doesn't have to become a big thing. I mean, in my mind, when I started Digital Candy, it was to connect with consumers, Joe Public. I think we could have done really good with marketing and advertising. But the reality is now we're moving up. The vision's different now today from what it was 18 months or 2 years ago. So the main manager will be will hold the visuals of Digital Candy and it'll be a temporary stopgap for 3 months or something, basically, because I need a site up for our comms.
Okay.
And then we'll have a big rebrand next year into something more consumer friendly. Like with one of the things I like about Brandable is when we start marketing and putting it out there and flyers and adverts and generating awareness, people will resonate with Brandable. Everyone will understand it. And that's really important rather than being quite tech focused, which then you're kind of selling to other domainers.
And so you were trying to buy Digital Candy. What was the initial price and what was the end price? Can you share it?
I started off at like kind of lo-fi figures originally 18 months ago.
Okay, and what was the original, the price tag?
There wasn't really a price tag on it.
Okay.
He was open to a conversation a while ago, but then it just kept, I suppose because of his infrastructure and his business, it has more value than intrinsically than just a domain name. You know, and I wasn't prepared to go into seven figures, eight figures for a domain name like that. It just doesn't.
Oh, come on. For seven figures, you can get almost any still available ll.com.
Yeah. I mean, I would have gone to six figures or maybe 250,000 or maybe even 500,000. Maybe I would have gone to that level.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Because I think ultimately it comes down to what is your vision for the platform and the business you're building? And some of this is you've got to, if you look at bigger companies in the past that have shelled out big money on domain names, it's because they have a strong belief in what they're trying to build. So for me, it was quite clear cut in terms of where digital candidates go.
Shutting down 500,000 for digitalcandidate.com.
Yeah, remember that the hard part when you have a business and stuff is when you have a vision as to how it's going to be in 3 years' time or 5 years' time. I don't want to overpay, like even if you think at 500 or 250, that would have been, I'm paying for my own vision of what I can do with it.
And plus you have already invested a lot into the branding of Digital Candy UK.
Remember I pulled back the last 6 months or 9 months since getting DN Forum. Yes. I had to pull out of Digital Candy. I couldn't promote it at all because we then were, because, you know, he has all trademarks and everything legally he has tied up, and that's fine. That's his brand. So I haven't actively promoted it over the last, say, 6 to 9 months.
And we can say this is the sole reason why in all the live streams, you could go to the past live streams and you will see Digital Candy UK just for this sole reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting as well because the interesting part is that he had the .co.uk. Okay. And for whatever reason, he didn't understand that by letting the UK go, that this is kind of what can happen. So he had the .co.uk 4 years rights of registration, didn't register it. Someone bought it and then I bought it from them. When I saw the domain, I was like, yeah, I really like this domain. I know what we can do with it. It's a starting point. I looked at the .com and I thought, well, it's not that big a company. You know, if I just get going with Digital Candy, then I can sort out the .com. But the problem was, is I blew up Digital Candy a bit too much. So then the value of that .com inherently goes up. And to be honest, even at 500K, there wasn't a deal to be done. Because he also has a very strong vision and he's been tied to that domain for like 12 years or something. He's raised money. For his technology platform. So there's a lesson to be learned there.
But is it also called Digital Candy?
Yeah.
Okay.
His company's called Digital Candy. He has original rights and everything else. Yeah. I guess the thing is, I'm quite good at telling a story and branding. So if I can get my head straight as to what that vision is for our full next platform, then I'll get behind it and then we'll roll it out with that. But it's just a step back that shows the importance before you start any business, even if it's in the UK, secure your .co.uk UK. Like I believe that matched pairs are going to be intrinsic, way more valuable going forward because you stop situations like this happening. Get your domain name sorted first. And if you can get the com, great. If you're in the UK and you only deal with UK people, .co.uk and UK pair by far, like, lock everything down and you will never have these conversations with people again in the future. So lesson learned, you know, it's a good experience. But I'd kind of prepared myself for the last few months that Digital Candy was going to come to an end in my mind. But I wanted to go face to face and meet him. He's a really nice guy as well. Really, really talented. He can code. He's got a huge pedigree behind him. It's a really nice guy. So it's all good.
Yeah. Mark has put up a comment. Yes, there was a podcast with Andrew Ellman, I think. Yes, Domain Name Wire. I did hear it. Very, very nice. Though I will try to get Camilla. I will try to get Camilla in, and I have practical questions. I have practical questions. Let us dive in deep. What to expect? What not to expect as everybody who is coming, you know, and attending events, it's not cheap. Traveling around, buying hotels, and sometimes you are not going alone. You're taking either people with you or your partner or something like that. It is not cheap.
The thing to remember is that so from my experience, say for London, the main days, there was a couple of conversations that went on about domains. Nothing much has happened. But one of the guys there was over from India. Yes. And he's doing a lot of our development work on Flip and domain manage because normally we're building Java on our stuff. But without that connection, and I had maybe 100 people apply for a job And because he was there and we had a, you know, we met face to face, he'll be doing a lot of development work. So there's the key thing is getting business out of these events, isn't it, to make it worthwhile, because it is expensive.
Absolutely. It is definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. I would say, well, the Ford was the one who said, yes, if I had the last dollar, I would put it in, or my last $5, I would put into advertising. And this is network building. That is your, I don't know, is it advertising? It is lead building, network building.
I mean, I've done, out of every event I've been to, from Nordic domains, really good deal from that. From NamesCon, a couple of really good deals from that. From, I'm trying to think where else I've been. From London, a couple of things there. So from a business point of view, it's really important.
Absolutely.
You can't beat face-to-face, especially with everything that's happened over the last few years.
And, you know, for example, I went to Bolton Domain Days. I didn't expect things to happen there at that level. I was unable for, so for 2 years, I've been trying to find Dinik. Have I tried? I think I have asked you as well, and you know my pain. I'm trying to reach Afnik and Dinik. Those who do not understand what they are. So in the UK, the UK zone, domain name zone, is managed by Nominet. And in Germany, it is Dinik, DE zone. And in France, FR, that is Afnik. Afnik, and it is impossible to establish contact with them. Absolutely impossible. I was asking all my connections, and my connections are growing. My network is awesome, and still I wasn't able to establish contact with Dinik. And then I went to Riga without expecting it. I met Stefan from INWWX, I think that was the name, international something, INWX. And Stefan said, well, he's on some monitoring board or something, and he said, well, we have a person here, Sasha from Dinik, he's like one of the top guys. Let me introduce you to him. He went, found Sasha, took him over, and Sasha was, why are you saying it is impossible to establish contact with us? Well, we are always open, let us have a chat.
Yeah.
So didn't have much information about London Domain Summit, didn't know that I was trying to reach out, and we can do lots and lots of things. You just go meet a person in person.
Yeah. There's huge opportunities in Europe as well.
Yes.
All these markets are quite like, a bit like the UK space. UK is a great at the moment for buying. At some point, it will flick back where prices go up and everything else. So there's huge opportunity to be made in Europe, and that's, you know, I made some really good contacts at the Nordic Domain Days, went to Bulgaria. You could pretty much have a full-time job going to these events. There are so many. It's crazy.
Yes. I have to say, I was so arrogant. And in my initial attempts of creating the London Domain Summit, and I was saying, hey, we are the only one. No, there are many of them.
Yeah.
There are many of them.
I would like to go to Dubai. If I could sort out the timing, the only thing is like normally when I go to events, Alex, Angus, and my parents go as well.
Yes.
So for 5 people, it's quite expensive to get over their flights, hotels,
and the prices of Vegas are going up as well.
Yeah,
I'm tracking the price. How have you got some? Do you track the prices, or your budget isn't influenced by £100 here, £100 there?
So I track FX in terms of what USD is doing.
For example, I know the countries where I need to go.
Yeah.
And if I know that there is an event in January in Vegas, and the tickets, and there will be two of us who are flying there, the tickets will be expensive.
Yeah.
Just the tickets themselves will be expensive. Yes, I'm flying from London, so it is cheaper than flying from somewhere else. Still. Yeah. It is a significant budget. It is a significant budget. So so you can go to google.com/flights. You can search the flights, put in the dates, and then track the prices. And Google will send you updates how the prices are changing. And sometimes when they say, hey, here's a deal, like a super deal. For example, I was tracking the Dubai prices. And two weeks ago, an offer came in. Wizz Air are flying to Dubai. And you can go return flight through Budapest. you have to stop in Budapest, but it will stop. It will cost £182 for one person. Then you can take a team with you. Look, yes, there is a pain sitting for 2 hours in Budapest and waiting, but
I am
just compare £500, 500 to 184, and multiply it by four, by five. Yo, in your case, by five.
Yeah,
huge difference.
Yeah, where I've got to is I've got a travel planner now, so Google Flights is good for price. But when I went to New York, I booked like 3 days before I went. Best price was like £850 or £950 for a return. I stumbled across a travel planner, and they got the flight for like £450, £500. But the key thing is, because I've traveled a lot this year, I probably spent way more than I should by being organized and planning things in advance.
I have noticed it. Yes, go on. I did see how you booked the last minute tickets to in Stockholm, like 1 or 2 days before. No planning whatsoever. I have a free time slot. Helmut, do you want to go? No, thank you, Ryan. No.
Yeah, Stockholm, Angus booked like a week in advance, paid £150 for the flight. I booked the day before and paid £350 or £400. So you need to get organized. The other thing is getting an Amex card. I need to get one. So for points.
Okay.
So it's not just that. When I went to New York, I could only get a hotel for 3 nights. They didn't have the fourth night available. So then I had to move somewhere else for the fourth night. And then I went to DC and did a couple of nights. Then I came back to New York. But the key thing when you're leaving a hotel, if you do it on booking.com, is you have to check out at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And you can't check in until 3 o'clock.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Also, some hotels do offer early check-ins, but
Yeah, as in drop your bags or something, but not that early. But with Amex, then if I use their network, then I can check out at 3 o'clock and I can check in at 11. So it's
really?
Yeah, so there's huge benefits of Amex.
Wow, I never knew about this. Yes, it is usually my problem. Yes, I'll be in Dubai. I'm coming in on the 1st. It starts on the 1st and I'm flying in early in the morning at the 1st. Taking cab to Palm and to the hotel and we'll be there. Yes.
And I didn't have Uber or anything when I was in Nordic Domain days. And when I left the hotel, it cost me, I got in a taxi, didn't think anything about it, got to the airport, which would normally be like £30 or something, and it was £200. And I had no choice but to pay that. It was a total con, but you learn. But yeah, you probably want to be organized so you can fit in your own diary as well, knowing where you're going next month and stuff. I quite like the last minute thing. So yeah, good lessons.
And bad for the company.
Bad for the company. Well, I mean, remember that when I go anywhere, I do big deals. So it's pretty good for the company that I actually go to these places.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
It could be more cost effective, definitely, 100%. I am willing to pay more for convenience, so I wouldn't want to stop over in Budapest for the sake of £100 or £200. I'd rather just, like, where I'm getting to now, for me to travel more.
Talking about 4,000. The difference is 4,000. Ryan, good morning.
4,000?
So, a ticket. Oh, no. There are, no, not really. 1,500, yes. 1,500. 1,500.
I mean, you probably go to Dubai for 500, 600 for return.
Okay. Look, let us say 500. 500, okay. And that's the low price. 500 to 10.
Yeah.
Times 5, 2,500. If you buy by now, probably it will be already 600, maybe even more. Let us say 600, yes, as you are getting already late. So 600 times 5.
Oh, three.
Times five, as you are not, you almost never go alone. If you go via Budapest, if you can get those prices, those tickets, 200 piece times five, 1,000. 1,000 versus 3,000.
Yeah. Remember, I've done, so when we went to NamesCon, I got an Airbnb rather than a hotel.
Yes, the same, yes.
It was a bit last minute, but to be honest, next year I'll stay in a hotel because when you travel a lot, you want convenience. I don't want to have to.
Yes. Yes.
Wait in the airport for 2 hours. I want to have a good night's sleep. I want the place to have a gym. So when I was in New York, the hotels I stayed in, their gyms and stuff. So in the morning, I can do my thing. Because it has to fit in with your life as well, or else you get really disjointed. So there has to be a reasonable standard, a bit like checking in at hotels or airport lounges in terms of just avoiding some of the hard parts of flying where you have to get there early and stuff. There's definitely benefits.
No, that's awesome. Yes. Any other benefits? Oh, I met ICANN's European vice president of ICANN.
Oh, okay.
And we might have actually a session by ICANN about the new GTLDs at the London Domain Summit next year.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, that would be very cool.
Yeah. I wonder how these are playing out. There's a few big companies that have given back their extensions. Trying to think what they were.
I don't think they are giving out. They're just selling them. They never. Maybe no. They're cutting costs or something. And then there are companies who are buying them.
No. I'm talking about company specific ones. So like.
Okay. Oh, I see. Like .Amazon, something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the companies were. There's been a couple recently. No. But no, it'd be interesting to see what happens with that. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think maybe 2028 or something for the new GTLDs is what I heard. 26?
Yes.
Okay. I'd be surprised.
What I have heard.
Yeah.
Please don't blame my goldfish memory.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens with them.
That's awesome. Yes, so the networking is absolutely amazing. If you can allow, if you have a budget to invest into it, just puts you on a different level.
Yeah.
Such a time saver. And once again, God, Germans, really, really so well represented as the region. In London, and different companies of theirs, not only one. Some people say, "Oh, it is all, everything is united into it." So Sido, Ionos, 1&1, and Sogo Internetex. No, Open Exchange, some other German registrars. Amazing.
I mean, Sido do a real good job with travel. They did China. We were going to do China after NamesCon, but I couldn't get a visa in time. But Sado over there, they do a great job of going to all these events and stuff.
Yes. Christian is all the time on his suitcases.
Yeah.
He's got nice pictures always, some colorful socks or something.
It's a full-time job in its own right, going and doing all these things. So, but yeah, it's interesting because I was going to go traveling last year, and this year I've ended up going to more, not traveling, but going to these conferences. It's been a good year, all in all.
Any good plans? So what are the plans to this year? So this year, nothing else, just going to the, what was the Spain?
Camino de Castello or something.
De Castello, okay.
As you can tell, I'm not a planner, okay. By the way.
So that is where you are going, and that's pleasure. That's pleasure?
Yeah.
Definitely that's family stuff, pleasure. After that, maybe Dubai and Dubai Domain Days. Yes. Yeah. Those who do not know, domaindays.com. Oh, such a smart guy. There are so many domain days, and he bought domaindays.com.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can disclose the price, but it wasn't cheap. A good investment. Yes. And then Dubai. And then after that?
Maybe China.
You said that you would need visa and you are a bit late to.
So I was going to go after NamesCon. There's a big Chinese domain event. I was trying to go after NamesCon, but I think
NamesCon is next year. Yes.
Yeah. No. But maybe China this year. I'm hoping to go to China for 10 days this year.
Okay.
I don't know when. It's my dad's 70th birthday this year. At the end of November, so I'm booking a surprise holiday. Oh, better not.
Everybody were so impressed, so well impressed of your family, Ryan. Seriously, like.
It's good. Family is really important. You know, absolutely. My parents were amazing. It's good.
Family. Everybody working together, and that's amazing, right?
Yeah, they've been really supportive of everything I've ever done. Dad loves the domain name side of things, so he does all the admin and payments and whatnot. And then Mum works on the finance business with Alex and Angus predominantly. But she loved the event, and she was talking to everyone, and she learned loads about domain names.
That's awesome.
I think deep down she wants to go to Dubai. Okay. So we'll see.
Hello to mom. See you in Dubai.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's Dubai, and then in Lisbon, there will be Web Summit. What about that one? Possibly the largest event in Europe.
When is it?
For IT, for, I don't know, online marketing, probably for online marketing, largest. Websummit.com. It is on my calendar, it is November 13th to 16th.
Okay, maybe.
I am planning to go there.
Okay.
If I have budget for that. Like, come on, I cannot travel all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be... Portugal's quite a good place for tech, isn't it? It's got quite a big...
But have you heard anything of websummit.com?
I've come across it. I've not looked into it. There's so many, like...
It's supposed to be the largest one. Although, now when I'm thinking, there's such an advantage of going to an event where you don't have 5,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you go to those big halls and there are thousands of people and you cannot talk to anybody. Everybody's in rush. I haven't seen that. I need to see all the exhibitors and everything. You just physically cannot stop.
Yeah, I think the smaller intimate events are better, where you can spend time with people. I prefer that than the big events. I probably won't do that one, thinking about it. If it's November, there's too much on.
So Web Summit, you are not going to do it? Yes?
No, probably not. I wouldn't have thought so.
And then in November 22nd, 23rd, the business show in Excel. I can't remember the last year when I didn't go to it. I have exhibited in some of them before. That is the one that I plan to attend. And then there is MEF Connects event, 28th, 29th. So Mobile Ecosystem Forum.
Okay.
I think we should look more into that organization.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. I like what they do and stuff, for the finance business as well.
Yes.
Really useful. For domains, maybe.
Yes.
I like the idea.
That it is not about domains, but it is definitely about the networking. And it seems so that mobile messaging world is money-wise larger than domain names.
Larger.
Even if we still keep keep record and remember that we have VeriSign, that we have Icon, even taking those big mammoths in, still. Mobile messaging world is
large. Yeah, as in, I wasn't aware of it when I can't remember. James, is it?
Yes, James Gillings, yes. The program was the director of programs. And some people in Acorns were saying, I'm not, who the F is, apologies for my French. I'm just rephrasing, who the F is MEF? I'm not interested in them.
Yeah.
Have you seen their members? Sorry, go on.
It was really interesting on the finance business for contacting people via messaging rather than email.
Yes.
Super interesting. It's good. I wasn't aware of it, but definitely really, really interesting. Whether I go to an event about it specifically, I'm not sure.
Yes. Laura, hello, Laura. You were from Uruguay, Laura, or am I wrong? I think Uruguay, Laura was from the registry. And which organization are you asking about also? We have mentioned already many of these.
It might have been MEF.
Maybe MEF, yes. Mobile Ecosystem Forum. Those who don't know MEF, just type into Google Mobile Ecosystem Forum and go to their members. And once you see, once you start seeing all the familiar banks and telecoms companies, then... Oh, yes. Laura is from Uruguay. Yes, Laura. Hello. And Laura was actually one of the first ones Already last year, she sent me a message over Twitter, Laura, if I'm correct, asking what are the dates that she needs to prepare on and get here on time. So the next year is 20th and 21st. Although Laura, you want to be here already on 19th. So as on 19th, I'm planning to have an offsite visit to Centralnic's or Team Internet's offices if plan B is IT.com's offices are as well. And yet, both of them would be awesome. Yes.
Oh, we launched pre-register on Brandable. So brandable.uk website. So people, we launched the pre-registration. So we're allowing people on in cohorts.
Okay.
And we've had 35,000 domains pre-registered to go on platform and another 200,000. So probably by the end of October, there'll be 200.
Wait. Now that will... The numbers were too big, 35,000 were big. So once again, you have opened the doors for people to pre-register.
Yeah. So on Brandable, if you go to the website, top right-hand corner, pre-register.
Yes.
Fill in the form.
Brandable.uk.
On Brandable.uk.
Okay. He doesn't learn from his mistakes.
What, the com?
Yes.
I remember it's different with Brandable because we're a UK company. We're not allowing comms on there or anything else. Okay. So everything is UK.
Yes. Okay. So on the Brandable, you go to Brandable.
So if you have UK domains, co.uk or org.uk, go to Brandable, fill in the form, and you can pre-register your slot so that you come online. Now we'll be in cohort two, probably for those people, maybe by November, let's say. November to the November 14th will allow the second cohort in, but there's been 35,000 domains registered to come on platform.
And how many of them those are yours?
So we have 15,000 of our own plus 35,000 that are coming that once come on, so not our domains.
Then
another 200.
So 15,000 are .uk and .co.uk domains.
Yeah, that's ours.
Well, yours and then plus 35. That's 50,000 domain names in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then plus
200,000 that pre-registered with me before. So some big companies with big holdings. So we should, I think by the end of the year, even if no one else brings their domains across, we should have 250,000 domains, probably by mid-November.
So a marketplace is coming up with 250,000 domain names.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What will happen to Flip then?
So Flip's going to be, it's going to carry on. So Brandable's, if you want the best sales value, right, and the features that are built into Brandable with Stripe integration and crypto and everything else, that they're going to achieve the best possible prices because we're going to market the platform as the place to go for buying UK domains safely. Flip will carry on as a person-to-person platform, which it currently is.
Okay.
So it needs a redesign and stuff. There needs to be some tweaks. We may put payment. Well, we probably will put payment integration in there. But essentially, it's a liquidation platform.
Okay.
Or platform. So they're kind of different.
And it's great to have a platform to put domains for liquidation prices, for wholesale prices, stuff like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you've got the premium, which is Brandable, where people want market rate or above market rate. And then you've got Flip, which is more for liquidation, quick sales. And there is going to be some work going in there. There's quite a bit of work going into it to drive up the traffic and everything else that goes with it. So it'd be interesting to see how that goes. But Flip will be replicated out into other countries as well. Okay. So the plan is to launch 150 versions of Flip to cover all the different...
Now those... Who are not listening, maybe somebody's drinking coffee and again Helmut and Ryan today without Sam, next day will be Sam, and you have missed something. Again, I have heard this occasionally, though this is the first time on the Host Maria's live stream where we actually hear this information finally. Now we can be so now if you could repeat the future of Flip, please.
Yeah, so over the next couple of weeks there's some changes going to happen in terms of the look of Flip.
Yes.
and some of the technology behind it.
So there'll be changes in design. Then
changes in design, payment gateway integration.
Okay.
So that it's quick. And then Flip will be replicated out into 150 countries over the next 12 months.
I believe I have asked before to you privately. You're not going to use the same domain name, Flip.
No.
Flip.lv.pt, nothing like that.
Each country will have a different brand and a different domain name. And it won't be flip.bg, for example, for Bulgaria. It'll be something else. We've got a back order of countries already, like 7 or 8 we're up to, where people have large portfolios and they want us to launch in those countries for them.
Which are the first countries?
Well, we've got Canada,
okay. CA.
Bulgaria, okay. Sweden.
Okay.
A comm platform we're going to launch.
Okay.
That's key to our own needs.
Yes.
Because at the moment, comms are really difficult for auctioning. You've got NameJet, which generally promote expired domains. You've got GoDaddy, which is super, like, it gives you the auction facility, but you have to promote the domain yourself.
Well, Afnic. Afternic. Yes. They have Afternic and then...
Oh, you've got GoDaddy auctions as well. Yes. But they don't promote the domains. So there's a big gap there for the comm market with the domains we've got.
Yes.
And then there's one or two others that we're in discussions with. But there's definitely a need for it.
Of course. So when once you enter Belgium, Portugal, and LV, I can help you with Boost.
Yeah.
There are a few portfolios available to be acquired.
Some two-letter domains.
Some usually means equal, yes. 30 Portuguese, yeah. 30 Latvian, 33 Portuguese, and 10 Belgium. We can always talk about that.
Yeah. And then domain manage, which is going to be, so it's going to have escrow integration, lease to own, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. It's a major priority for us.
How do you raise monies for all these projects, Ryan?
So in terms of the technology.
But if I may, I'm like afraid from investors. I cannot take anybody on board. Like seriously, I have to be the only owner.
Okay, so from a company point of view,
yes,
with say Digital Candy or Domain Manage or any of those technology platforms, we will pay that ourselves. We own 100%.
Yes.
On the UK group, that's Mo and Jeff and myself. So we're co-building the Brandable platform together. When we talk about getting investment in, I'm talking about specifically for a portfolio of domain names. So maybe the portfolio is 100,000, maybe it's 1 million. And the key thing is I get such a good price on it. I go to people who like investing in domain names, or they're not familiar with it, but they see it as a good opportunity. And then there's some kind of split on that in a separate limited company, but not connected to the technology or the actual business operations and stuff. Okay. But it's quite straightforward.
How many portfolios have you acquired before already so far?
So
there have been more and they have already changed hands. Yes.
Yeah.
This is how the cookie crumbles.
So some of it's, remember, when you're running a business, you need cash flow and stuff as well, so you have to sell some stuff.
Absolutely.
And that I would prefer to have kept, but it gets cash flow. But the best way to think about it, if I said to you, Helmets, there's a Ferrari for sale that you can buy today for £50,000. The lady's going bankrupt. She needs the £50,000. And you know, or you believe that car's worth £200,000.
Yes.
Okay. If you put that in front of someone, you say, can you get £50,000 together? They say, oh, I'm not sure. And then when you tell them about the Ferrari, they'll speak to friends, family, whoever it is. They'll get the money together. As long as they're comfortable with what's involved, obviously. But it's the same with digital assets and domain names. You need to speak to the right people and offer them the Ferrari at a substantially discounted price.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you have multiple people that will invest in.
And then you get that Ferrari and sell it
straight away.
SAAP.
Yeah, depending on the appetite of the person, you know, the person might keep the Ferrari for a year and sell it and still make money. So it's just finding the right people with the same vision as yourself to do that. And that's why these websites are so important to us, because it gives us distribution.
And also to be able to find these people, you have to have an enormous network. Enormous network.
Yeah. Surprising. The easiest people, maybe not a massive network. It's about having one-to-one time with people, having a beer, explaining the opportunity.
Still, you need to find them. You need to know them.
But it starts off with like friends and family, doesn't it? Everyone comes together to prove the concept. Yes. Then you've got some credibility to say, okay, you know, you take a step up. I mean, one of the really cool things with Brandable is we're doing quite a lot of AI stuff in the background to classify the domains and do some stuff.
Okay, interesting.
And the tracking of data that we're getting, the insight is incredible. So, you know, when you talk about spotting through our search function, we can track trending keywords. We can track, like, it's really cool. When that goes live and if we can get up to, say, 500,000 or a million domains, it's going to be insane the insight that we will have specifically for UK domains. Which, if you imagine what GoDaddy have and Sado, they must have, if they're collecting the same data we're looking at, it must be incredible.
How many .co.uk domain names are there?
There's 11 million registered.
11 million registered. Okay. So definitely half of them are in the hands of domainers.
That's just UKs.
Just .uks or .co.uks?
.uks. I mean, I want to say like 80 million or something, I think. Isn't that comms or 120 million? But UKs, obviously, you've got Cutit.co in UK, so there's twice as many.
So the population is 64 million. The UK population is 64 million. And then, yes.
So you say there's 11 million registered.
11 million .uks or?
Yeah, it looks like that. And 10, how many do we?
There should be more .co.uks than .uks. Huh? Am I wrong? Yeah,
I'm just trying to Google at the same time.
It is funny that we don't look up this information at Nominet, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I should know this.
That would be actually one of the first things you would expect going to Nominet, but they've got other priorities. Yeah.
Yeah, over 10 million as of 2021. I don't know what that means, but.
Okay.
I don't know how many spaces.
Aaron says it's about 11 million total. Okay. Thank you, Aaron. Total. .co.uk, but UKs.
Registered.
Yeah. So, and you want to build up your database up to 1 million?
If we can get a million domains on platform, yeah.
Yeah.
But even if you imagine with the insight with 250,000 domains, that's still a lot of insight.
That is a lot of insight, yes.
Super.
So what can we say? 1 hour is over. Congratulations on returning from the States.
Thank you very much.
Did you plunder States a bit? No?
There was one night I went to a pool hall.
Okay. So they plundered you, actually. Go on.
I taught some Americans how to play pool.
Okay.
I have a hidden talent with pool. A misspent youth. So I went into this. After I had a couple of meetings, I thought, oh, I'll go for a few beers. Found a pool hall. There were some students there. And I'm like, right, let's play pool. And it was good. It's good.
And did you? Were those cash games? Yes?
No cash games.
No cash games, at least not in the live stream. Yes.
Not in the live stream. So yeah, it was good.
So you taught them how to play pool.
Taught them how to play pool.
Nice.
Slightly different in America with nine ball, but same kind of thing. But no, it's good. And some really interesting people there that were at the university and stuff like that. So that was a good night.
I can say that my trip to Latvia, Baltic Domain Days, was amazing. absolutely amazing. Finally, I have a direct contact with ICANN. And meeting ICANN's vice president at a small event in Riga is much more beneficial than meeting the same person at ICANN Hamburg, where they expect to have, what, 2,500-3,000 people, something like that.
Yeah.
That's totally different. I met Dinik, I met INWX, Stefan from INWX, some other people. Made it possible, so possibly a platinum membership is coming at acorndomains and dnforum.com.
Well, that's good. That's really good.
Those who don't know, when I bought those forums, both of them, thank you, Ryan, for DN Forum. The mission was to monetize them. And the existing prices were laughable. Like selling header banner for £70 a month is definitely not something you can build a business on. Definitely. There is no country you can survive on that money after paying the service and stuff like that. And I've been looking into different membership tiers and this and that. And only recently we have introduced premium memberships where the $300 is membership for individual who wants to be a premium member, and all the companies, the memberships of companies start from $1,000, and the platinum is $25,000 a year. There are lots of benefits, including posting services. We would help posting this. So we are offloading the daily tasks and the marketing tasks. We'll be doing quite a lot, and banners are included, and signatures, and quite a lot is included. And my inspiration was ICA. When I wired my $1,000 to ICA, I decided to change the pricing to the forums. So, if you have a respectable domain name forum, and if you wish to be seen more, even more than you are now. There is a directory at both acorndomains.co.uk and dnforum.com, and there is one membership for both forums. You are most welcome to explore it, and there are memberships, premium memberships, that can get you quite far. Bang. Yep. And for you, anything new launched that you can offer? Continue signing up at...
If you want to pre-register... for the second cohort on Brandable, then head over to the website, fill in the form, and then you'll get on the site.
Oh, and then one bad note. I did pull the plug for one of my projects. DN Mom. I was holding it on the system, like they show in movies, in sitcoms. The traffic was up to 5 people a day.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. And I was promoting it. And sometimes I was, so that was normalized traffic. Sometimes I was getting their traffic from both forums, from other places. I was getting traffic in there with thousands and just flooding in traffic. Nothing sticks. So after running DN Mom for 2 years, I have shut down the service. It was put up on the multi-server setup. Nobody was uploading the videos as well. Adam Dicker was the only one. He uploaded maybe 3 videos or something like that. There was no interest. People were watching the videos anyway on YouTube.
I think YouTube's a pretty good platform, isn't it? It does all the...
Yes.
Tech for you. Yeah.
So and then I just made a sane decision. Yeah. And I printed out a thing. I don't know. You probably won't be able to see it. Can you see that one? There is this one.
Rule number one.
Yes. Don't lose money. Rule number two. Don't forget rule number one.
Yeah.
Uncle Buffett. Come on. Of course. You can invest into projects, but they need to have some time frames. And if you see, it is a dead cat.
I've worked on loads of businesses that haven't necessarily worked out or haven't made money over the years. And it's knowing when to close them down.
Yeah.
And when to focus as well. One of the big things is a lot of people have ideas, but there's a difference between having an idea and executing on the idea.
And then running after 100 cars. You cannot chase 100 cars.
Yeah.
You need to keep your focus.
Yeah, it's really important. So it's probably a good thing and frees up some of your time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and for you, there might be a possibility that domains.it.com becomes free.
What do you mean?
I wanted to migrate DNM to domains.it.com. Not really, it shouldn't be really discussed on the live stream, but I know that you have particular interest in Flip and IT.com domains. We can say that, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can have a chat with Andrew, maybe he can issue the domain name for your use. Domains.it.com.
That'd be a very good domain.
For a marketplace of IT.com domains under your management?
Yeah, we're looking at an IT.com marketplace. We're looking at a marketplace, so domains.it.com would be a good one.
I'll have a chat with Andre.
We can see what happens. It's good for IT.com because I think it's hard to sell domains at the moment for them on any of the platforms. So then,
of course. All they want is to have just good websites, good platforms on their network, on their domain names. That's the main thing. They don't want them to be too much in the hands of domain name investors. They actually want them to be active projects. Like io.io's. .io's are only as strong as the websites are on .io extension.
Yeah. Yeah. Although apparently AI.ai is taken over from .io, apparently.
Well, Google gave them international reach.
Yeah.
They moved them away from the box of ccTLDs from the country top-level extension to the global domain name. Now the SEO power will be totally different. Well, I'm quite skeptical about .ais, but I was skeptical about .io as well. Mildly say skeptical. I was very pessimistic of it.
I mean, I only do comms, orgs, nets, and UKs. That's pretty much. But as the platforms increase and stuff, the insight I'll get will be better, and maybe I can make an informed decision later down the line. But there's always a challenger to comm, isn't there? Whether it's XYZ or Co or IO or AI now, there's always a challenger. Just helps that comm is king globally.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you all for watching. And Ryan, awesome. And welcome back to the UK. And off we go to the next one. Maybe we should do the next live stream from Dubai.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah.
We could sit down and do a live stream from Dubai.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That'd be really good. That'd be really good. I'd be up for doing that.
But for that, you need to get there.
I need to get there. I can do it remotely.
Me too. No. Okay. All the best, buddy. Okay.
Later. Yeah.